Justin Fluke joined by Coach Zach Nelson. We're talking Horton girls basketball. Lady Chargers 5-10 on the season and a couple losses here since last time we've spoke. Broadcasted the game at Valley Falls last Friday night. 45-35 final. I felt like the game was certainly closer than the final score. You were ahead by one at the end of a quarter and within 3 and 5 there at halftime in the third quarter, but some late free throws and Valley Falls able to get the win with a couple big shots there down the stretch. But I thought your girls played well, Coach. Saw certainly some good things. I mean, your freshmen combined for 16 points. I thought that was a positive sign in seeing your team play for the first time this season. What did you feel like maybe was the biggest difference and some of your takeaways from last Friday night in the Dragons' den?
Oh, it was definitely our rebounding. We got out rebounded big time. In that game, we gave them way too many second chances, and they got some easy buckets there at the end of the game. I mean, it was just, well, not just, it was just pretty much all night. We did a pretty good job first shot defense as far as making them take shots that they're not comfortable with, and we just, second, third chances, you know, they got it, and then they were able to step into rhythm and make jump shots or layups or whatever it was, so. It was just those little things that, you know, we've talked about and preached to our girls every single practice. You got to make contact, got to box out, got to be physical.
The other thing I noticed, I don't know if this has been a trend this season. I haven't seen a whole lot of your stats, but 5 of 19 from the free throw line in that game. Has free throw shooting been a struggle, or was that just kind of an off night? Because that I felt like was a big difference as well.
Oh, I would say it has been more of a struggle. As far as free throw shooting, I mean, we practice that constantly in practice. You know, give them, hey, go make two real quick. And they do a decent job at times in practice. I don't know if games, they just get tight and they think about it too much. But we tell them, hey, settle down. It's just like a shot in practice. I mean, it's the same thing. Relax, go through your rhythm, get your shooting form down, you know. But, yeah, we have been definitely struggling from the free throw line for sure. I feel like there's been a few games. I think the first time we played JCN and lost to them by 3, I think in that game we were short on the free throw side too. Pleasant Ridge, we had opportunities in that game to close it out with free throws, and we ended up not able to do that. I mean, there was just, you know, those little things here and there that are starting to catch us, you know, and we just got to clean up there.
You bet. Malia Soto had 16 points in that game. She and Carly Hudflis had 8 against JCM, but you fall last night 57-31. And I guess the biggest thing that jumped out to me was a 19-9 first quarter. It seemed like the tone kind of set for that game early on, and your team digging out of a hole just couldn't quite recover the rest of the night.
Right. That was, I mean, and part of that was on me. I got an early technical I didn't think was warranted, but I guess I said something to the official that he didn't find as funny as I did, and I was just kind of joking with him at the time, but that kind of set the tone as far as our girls, and I couldn't stand up for the rest of the game, and that wound was on me, and it was just, we didn't have the same energy. We were just kind of lackluster as far as walking around. Offensively, we moved the ball super slow. Every time the ball was caught by one of our girls, we felt like we held it for 2 or 3 seconds, and we just can't do that. We got to move the ball quick, side to side, and we talked about that over and over and over. It's just something last night was just not there for us energy-wise.
Next game next week on Tuesday, a road trip to ACCHS. In fact, the Chargers will play their next 3 games on the road, with just 4 now remaining here in the regular season. Best of luck, Coach. Appreciate your time. We'll chat more next week.
Sounds good. Thank you, Justin.
Coach Zach Nelson of the Horton girls will talk Charger boys basketball after this break.